Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Scott Arno being back on the show. Scott is, he is the security advocate. He is the vice president of Soho Solutions. He is an attorney with one of the top, with the top online security and technology credential on the planet, and which he makes him one of a very few people in the galaxy who has that. And he is our good friend. He's been with us now for a long time. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. Scott Arno, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, Scott. Thank you for that. And so one of the things I know that's on your mind is the location of your phone, where you are and who knows where you are. And some of the aspects of this are convenient, and some of them are creepy, aren't they?
A little bit.
So tell us about
it. Well, that's the thing. Your phone tracks you in a number of ways. There are some ways you can shut off, some ways you really can't, and a lot of them are happening in the background. Certainly with different programs you have or with Google itself, you can turn off location data, which has some limited effect, and it's certainly better than nothing.
So I can turn off my GPS. I can turn that off, and and some apps can't track me. Right. That's
theoretically, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But of course, the phone itself can track you. If nothing else, even if every app you've got is turned off, the cell signal itself can be found pretty much in real time. The way that would work is your phone is connected by basically finding which cell towers you're nearby and getting
right.
a signal off. And in effect, to track that, the companies that do so would basically triangulate the signal off the different towers you're using, and they can find exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm. But do marketers do that? I know that marketers through the apps, through the access through the apps and your GPS. I know that they want to do that, but the marketers, is it worth the trouble? I mean, isn't it more trouble if everything's turned off to triangulate off of the cell towers?
Well, that's the thing. You can definitely do it through apps or through Google, etc. What they also can do, and unfortunately do, is they buy the data indirectly from the companies themselves, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, etc. They would bundle all of your location data, and they sell it to companies that basically act as brokers. In particular, one called Location.
So me just so I'm just driving. I'm just driving to the airport. I got everything turned off, but the phone. And because my phone is picking up these towers, Verizon will sell that trip, the record of that trip to someone, and what'll it say? Okay. He makes his trip four times a month to the airport on these days, or how does it work out?
If they want to, Location Smart and companies like it will be tracking you in real time. And what might happen then is another company like Securus, for example. I mentioned this because they just had a security issue. Both of them did, actually.
Right.
And Securus will use that data. And theoretically, if, let's say, law enforcement wants to check into this, they need a warrant to get it. Securus was recently found giving up data just basically where they were asked, where, in effect, the person asking said, yeah, sure, we have a warrant. What do you do? And they just gave the data right up.
Wow.
And, you know, that's the thing. You know, from day to day, we think, oh, you know, gosh, who cares where I'm going? But, you know, step back for a second and think how creepy it is that you can be tracked in real time wherever you're going. Someone knows where you work.
You're saying that my mobile network sells my real-time movements to marketers off of just the cell tower activity.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing is, there's a lot of money to be made for selling this data, as you might imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there are plenty of creepy aspects to this.
Because if it's, for example, if Starbucks knows that I have an account with them, and they're one of these customers. I'm just pulling them out of the air, folks. I don't know that they've done anything wrong. I'm just pulling them out of the air, and they know that I like Starbucks. Then they might pop up a little ad for me within 2 or 3 miles of Starbucks. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And also, a company who's a competitor of Starbucks
right.
can check and see that you're. Location-wise, you wind up at a Starbucks a lot, and they can start trying to give you specials to try out their competing coffee or whatever other thing.
And so this is convenient, folks.
I know.
It's convenient because you might like the information, but it's also creepy. And the big decision is how much convenience are you willing to give up to get over the creepy? That's the whole decision right there, folks. We all have to make it every day. 22, right back with Scott Arnold. We're going to talk about blockchain. After this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.